Please welcome Glenn.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing tonight? This has been really fun. I enjoy these stories. So I had three stories banging around my head all week, and I couldn't come up with a reason to tell any of them. So I thought, you know, I tried to figure out, okay, which story made the most impact on my life, and so I came up with this one. The others were great, but I've had hundreds of friends in my life that were true friends, and I always seemed to be in trouble, and they always helped me, so sorting through that is a mess, a maze of stuff. So when I was, I think, in second grade, we had moved back to Hawaii, and my mother was a little bit mentally disturbed, to say the least, but when we got back to Hawaii, she completely changed. And the first thing she did, I couldn't go to the Navy housing. We ended up in a hotel. The first thing she did, my teacher in a school that she had gone to when she was a little girl, slapped me. And my mother went and beat the hell out of her. Just beat her into unconsciousness. And the funny thing is, they all understood why she did it, because I was a white kid. They called me Howley. I had sandy blonde or light hair, and I was completely white. So they thought I was a mainlander. So all the kids picked on me. I was in a fight every day. So when the teacher slapped me, my mother went and usurped her authority and said, I am an islander. This is my son. You're going to show my son respect, or I'm going to burn the school down. So it was very simple. That's what she did. Everybody understood that message. No, really, they did. They understood why she did it. And so it was perfect. But I began to see my mother make a slow change, and she seemed to become more aggressively violent, especially against me. So when we moved into Navy housing, I noticed that my mother didn't talk to the other Navy wives, didn't do anything with anybody, and I noticed that she was becoming increasingly violent. And so my best friend at school was named Bobby, and I started spending a lot of time over at his house because I absolutely adored his mother, Paige. She was a short little woman, screaming red hair, and she talked with an accent because I guess she was from Houston, and so she had this wonderful accent, and I loved her because she was a real mother. I mean, the first day I went to Bobby's house, she had fresh baked cookies and milk waiting for us, and I mean, I was just astounded. I was like, what the heck? Where am I? You know, it was incredible. So I would always use Paige as a way to escape my mother. So I had to learn some tricks, though, and my mother is Japanese, so if I acted stupid and got her laughing, her eyes squinted shut and she couldn't see me, so if she couldn't see me, she couldn't hit me. So that worked really well. Next escape plan was run out of the house and go over to Paige's house, and Paige would put me up for the night. So this went on along pretty good, but I did get some bruises, a black eye, some welts, etc., you know. And so Paige noticed all this, and she never asked me about it. Well, she did. She said, Glenn, where'd you get the black eye? And I said, I got in a fight in school. She says, oh, okay. So one day, I had spilled milk on the table, and it dropped the carton on the floor. My mom went into a frenzy. So I tried to make her laugh. She wouldn't laugh. So instead, I fled upstairs. I slammed my room door and got into the hall closet. And I heard her coming up the stairs. She went in my room, looked around. She thought I was in my bedroom closet. When she opened the door, I ran out of the house and ran down the stairs and headed out the house out the back door. And as I was running out the back door, something hit me on the back of the head. And I turned around and looked, and it was a freaking toaster. And I thought, oh, God, mom's broke the toaster now. That's all I thought about, you know. Okay, she threw the toaster at me. All I could think of, she broke the toaster. No toast in the morning. Isn't that crazy? Anyway, so I ran over to Paige's house, and I pounded on the door. And Paige opened the door, and she says, oh, are you spending the night again? And I said, yes, I am. So she let me in the house, and she closed the door. And then she says, oh, my sweet Jesus. And I turned around, and I looked at her and said, what? She said, what happened to you? I said, nothing. She said, why is your head bleeding and there's blood all over the back of your shirt? And I said, I fell down. And Paige just said, oh, okay. Come on, let's go upstairs and we'll get that cleaned up. So she took me in the bathroom, pulled down the toilet seat, sat down, and put a dressing on my head, took my shirt off, and then she turned me around and she said, Glenn, I want you to tell me what happened. And I said, I told you, I fell down. She said, Glenn, you're lying to me. She said, every time I ask you where you get the bruises or the black eye or the welts, you always say that you were in a fight in school. But every time you told me that, I asked my son, and my son said you were not in a fight that day. So my question to you is, did your mother do this? And I said, well, yeah, she threw a toaster at me. You know, that was my own business. I didn't share that with anybody. My father didn't even know what my mom was doing because I never told him. And she didn't act up when he was there. I mean, they got in a fight, usually. But my dad was drunk most of the time, and he just didn't notice, you know. And so I felt, and all the Navy moms didn't like my mother. And Paige was sort of like, you know, my dad started these dates with the Navy moms. They're all like 18 to 25. And so I'd go out and I'd have a great time because I'd act foolish and they love going out with me. We'd go bowling, we'd get a burger, we'd go down on Waikiki and act crazy. I love these girls. But Paige was special. She was sort of like, she kept all the Navy moms together. She got special projects for them to do because a lot of their men were overseas and they were lonely. So I trusted Paige to a great degree. She was the only person I told about this. So Paige says, well, okay. She said, let's pray right now. And I said, what? She says, let's pray for your mother. And I thought, okay. So we prayed for my mom. And then Paige said, okay, I don't want you to worry about this. You're spending the night. I'll send you off to school in the morning. I'm going to have a word with your mom tomorrow. And I said, no, no, Paige, that's not a good idea. Nobody can talk to my mom. She said, don't worry, I'll take care of it. I said, but please don't tell my dad. She says, I won't tell your father a thing, but I'm going to take care of this. She's not going to beat you up anymore. I said, okay. So I went to school, came home, and of course, guess what? Fresh baked chocolate cookies and milk are waiting. It's perfect. And so after we finished our chocolate cookies and milk, she told Bobby to go upstairs and start his homework, told Missy to go upstairs with him, and they both took off, and Paige looked at me and she said, Glenn? And I said, yes. I said, your mom's never going to hit you again. And I said, really? She says, yes. And not only that, you're spending the week with us. And I said, I am? She says, yeah, your mom needs a little vacation, and she's going to attend the meetings with the other Navy wives. And I thought, how the heck did Paige do that? And then I thought, okay, it was Pele, the fire goddess. Because my mom's parents used to tell the kids, there were 13 kids in the family, that if they were bad, they would give them to Pele, the fire goddess, who lived on top of Diamond Head, right? I wasn't worried about it because my dad told me, no, Pele, the fire goddess, isn't there anymore. She's on the Big Island, so you don't have to worry about it, you see. But I thought, my mom thinks that Paige is Pele, the fire goddess. So whatever she did at work, my mom acted weird, but she never laid a hand on me ever again until one horrific episode, but that's another story. So everything was cool, and then 2 weeks later, I was injured. We used to do this thing called the Flying Eagle. There was this big beehive thing. I told you about that before. But what we do is we grab onto the top bar and then launch ourselves into the air and slide into this tiny opening, and there was a pole that went down the center of it, and we grab the pole and we'd slide down. Well, it was the end of recess and we're all heading into class, and so I did that, but my hand slipped and I hit the bar and I fell through the thing to the ground. And I stood up, but I felt my legs were a little tingling and sort of weird feeling, but I made it into class and I sat down. Well, what happened was for lunch, I couldn't move. I couldn't move my legs out. I couldn't do anything. They were still kind of tingling, but I just couldn't feel anything. So because I was the jokester of the class, my teacher, I didn't blame her. You know what? The boy had cried wolf 50 times. I didn't blame her for doing this. She came over and said, get up right now. It's lunchtime. And I said, I can't move. She said, Glenn, quit fooling with me. I know your monkey shines. I know you're kidding around. I said, no, really, I can't move my legs. So she grabbed me and pulled me out of the chair onto the floor. And when I hit the ground, I felt something really go wrong with my back. And I didn't know what it was. And so she drug me around the classroom. And I ended up getting sent to the hospital. They found out I had a cracked vertebrae. I was paralyzed from the waist down. And there wasn't anything they could do. They stuck me in a body cast and basically sent me home and said, when we take the body cast off, we'll see what happens. So while I'm at home, I was scared to death because I didn't want my mom taking care of me. And so I told Paige about it, and she said, don't worry about it. We got it handled. I said, really? So instead of taking me home, she took me to her house, put me upstairs, took apart the bunk beds, and Bobby and I were in the same room, and there I was with a body cast. She took care of me for 6 months, did all this stuff that I don't know how to tell you when a child is in a body cast. She had to do everything for me, everything. She had to try to keep me clean. She had to help me go to the bathroom. She did everything for me, and I could not believe what she did, and I will never forget it to this day, because that woman was definitely a friend in need. Thank you very much. You have a lovely evening.